Good morning. You're listening to the MTBA House to Home Show here on WGCL. Brought to you by Commercial Service. Increase your home's efficiency. Call Commercial Service today at 1-888-335-8403 to schedule a free in-home inspection. Orkin Pest Control. Trained professionals keeping pests in their place. Call your locally owned and operated Orkin Pest Control. 331-8066. And Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper. Offering professional in-store services. Benjamin Moore and MAB Products, and now open Sundays. House to Home is brought to you by the Monroe County Building Association with your host, Nancy Baldwin.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with the Monroe County Building Association, and today my guest is Tom Fuller with TA Fuller Homes.
Hello.
How are you?
Just fine.
Well, you haven't been here for a long time. We were talking before the show that, you know, you've been on in the past a couple of times, I think, but it's been probably a year, 18 months since you've been on the show.
Yes, it has. It's been a while.
Well, let's refresh our listeners about what you do. Obviously, you build homes.
Yes, I'm a custom home builder. I also design homes that I'm going to build. I do room additions and some remodeling.
So, obviously, with the diversification, everybody's diversifying into remodeling now that since the economy has kind of put people back a little bit.
Yes. When I say some remodeling, I don't do like small bathrooms. I'm just too big. I'm not a too competitive on that. I cost too much. So
you do more like room additions.
Yes.
Large room additions, mm-hmm. or revamping the interior of a house and changing the way it feels and looks, things like that when you're talking about renovations.
Yes, I can do that because I can also design the room addition where I can work closely with the homeowner on the renovation. So big jobs I'm more apt to do.
I was going to say, one of your, I think, fortes is more that you work very closely with homeowners. You don't do, you're not like a lot of the big builders that have 10 and 11 houses going all at the same time. You really put a lot of personal care into individual houses. So you might have a few going, but not, you know, a development.
Yeah, I've built probably 26, 27 homes in the 11 years I've been in business, and everyone's been a custom home. They're one of a kind. So that's the kind of clients I deal with, are the people who know what they want. It's a version of another house, but they mm-hmm. want it fit around their lifestyles.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that I think of you as, is someone who a customer would come to you or, you know, find you on the internet or whatever and say, you know, I found this house I really like, but I'd really like to tweak a few things. Can you help me do that?
Yes, I get a lot of that. People have been on my website and they go, wow, I like this plan, but I'd like this change. And I do a lot of that because I do in-house drawing. That's one of my strong points. So
absolutely. So let's say, you know, a customer comes to you. Take me through the process.
Well, I get a lot of customers that come through me on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to them for probably, could be a couple months before we sit down and decide on a plan. They'll see a plan, and then I'll take them to the house, show them the house. Then they'll get back to me with what kind of changes. Then I'll get them into my office, and we'll go over what they want in a house, how they want this changed, and then I'll draw it up to the way they want it.
I was going to say, you said that you'd take them to a house. That means you're going to take them to somebody else's house.
Yes.
Because the house isn't done.
I'll take them to someone else's house at the plan they were looking at on mm-hmm. the internet, and I'll show them the actual house that I built. And so they kind of get a touchy-feely thing going through the house, and then they'll be able to decide what they want changed.
Well, I was going to say, so much of, you know, looking at building a house is kind of the functionality of it and the feel. And it, for one person, one house can function in one way, and it can be totally off for another. And so I appreciate the ability to be able to go to old, you know, your past customers and say, you know, can I show your house again, just so they can get a feel for this floor plan. They think this is the one they want, but they want to make sure.
Yes.
So
all my clients, they're great. They let me show their homes. They're really proud of them, and they show
as
great.
They should be.
Well, yeah. And I've actually had people who have come into my office, haven't really been on my webpage. They've heard about me. They set up a meeting, but they're on two different pages. He could be on a two-story and she could be on a ranch. And
how do you do that?
Well, I just say, look, you guys need to figure out what you want to do before we can go any farther, because I'm not figuring two houses for them. And then they'll come back and say, well, we've decided on the ranch, and this is kind of what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, in the past, you've had some homes in the Parade of Homes, which is coming up here. This year, you don't.
No, I didn't have a house ready for this year.
But and I think that's how a lot of people have found you. They've been in your various homes through the parade, because I think you've been in, since I've been involved, at least three.
Yeah, three or four parades I've been in. I can't remember, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I've got a lot of people that's gone through there and says, I've been through your house, and I'd like to talk to you about something.
And say, do you still have people that, you know, a year or two later? Because I think building a house is a big commitment, obviously, and people kind of go through looking and thinking, okay, in the future, these are the kinds of things I want. Have they ever come to you and said, well, I went through your house and I like this, but, you know, I went through this other house too and I like that?
Yes, I've had a lot of that where people, they've talked to me and 2 years later they come back and say, you know, look, I've been through one of your houses and I've seen this, what I like, but I've been through some others where I like this. Can you incorporate those together? And I go, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think the fact that you can draw them and you've got that educational background of mm-hmm. being able to know what, you know, so many people I think may come to you and go, I would like it to be like this in this area. And you go, okay, we can't do that. It won't function. The house won't stand up. So you need that, you know, that education to be able to say, okay, this is how you build a sound house. This is what it's got to have. This wall has to be here. So what can we do? To make it function.
Yes, that is definitely an advantage that I can sit down and go through them and say, well, this will work, this won't work, this is a good idea, this is not a good idea.
Absolutely. So tell me what you're doing right now.
I am right now currently working on John Bethel Title. He's expanding his office, so we're working on that.
So you're doing some renovations.
Commercial renovation. I'm also working on three houses for some clients, giving him some prices, and then a room addition and a remodel.
Wow. So tell me about some remodels. What are some of the more interesting remodels that you've done?
I did one I just finished last year where we actually, this couple had two Model A's, I think, and they wanted to make a four-car garage, but they only had a two-car garage.
When you say a Model A, you mean it was an A-frame house?
No, they had a Model A, two Model A cars.
Oh, Model A cars.
I think it was a 30 and a 31.
Wow.
I apologize. I can't remember. But they wanted to be able to get all four cars into the garage, and it was just a standard two-car before. So we had to tear off a sunroom, dump the garage out 14 more feet so we could get the two Model A Fords in there, and then add the sunroom back, and then we did a dining room addition at the same time.
Wow.
And it turned out great. They get all four cars in the garage.
I'd say that's a pretty substantial change.
Yes, it is.
Well, when you said they were knocked out a sunroom, I went, who would do that?
Yeah, I know.
But then you said you put it back, so that was okay.
We put one back about the same size. But, you know, from looking at the front of the house, you can't tell that there's been a room addition. Off to the side, you can see where the garage is bigger. And then as you go around back, you'll be able to see where the sunroom's been bumped out in the dining room.
Well, and I think that's probably one of the biggest signs of a really good renovator or a really good addition is that you can't see where it was added on.
Yeah, that's kind of what I tell everyone that I work with when they're doing a room addition or something like that. We wanted to make it look like it was originally part of the house.
I was going
to
say, it was always there. That was always in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, and so they have this huge garage now, I'm thinking.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's got four cars.
It does. They got their two modern cars.
But it looks like only a two-car garage.
It does. From the front, it looks like a two-car garage.
Wow. That is fun. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I like the way that, you know, and how did they, I mean, obviously their big deal was we need to have room for our cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came looking for you and said, so how can this be done?
Yeah, they had no idea. They just know what they wanted done, what they still wanted the sunroom because they used that a lot. So I designed the bump out in the garage. I designed the sunroom back, and then we bumped out the dining room to give them a little more room there, and it all flows great.
I was going to say, and that's got to be, it's kind of got to be fun for you to take something that is one way and make it look like it was always there. You know, I mean, you've got roof lines and you've got, you know, other things, other aspects of it to make it look like that's how the house was originally built.
Yeah, it was a good challenge and it turned out great.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Tom Fuller with TA Fuller Homes.